Zavri Kirin the Shir, Le'ili Nishmas, Shmuele Ben Yaakov, HaKohen. Okay, we're going to continue on with the halachas of Shemitah that will become relevant very soon. We'll start first with the mitzvah Biur. Achas min ha-mitzvah shesavinu b'perish shviyas, he mitzvahs Biur. One of the... What is the mitzvah of beer when it comes to Shemitah? Torah says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'oretz lachem li'ochlo, v'levehemtecho v'lachaya asher b'yartzecho, tiyek kol tvuaso lecho. That Shemitah produce was given to eat for you and for your animals. Obviously things that are edible for people or to be eaten by people, and things for animals, animals. However, the Chachamim learn from that pasuk another halacha. Aside from the halacha that you have to eat perish shviyas and not do other things with them, they also learned that there's a connection between what you eat and what your animal eats. Kshuomer v'lahem techo v'lachaya hikish behem v'lachaya kol man shechaya ocheles basode ha'o ha'yochel v'hem techo min abayis kol l'chaya min asode kali l'vehem techo min abayis. You're only allowed to eat perish shviyas up until the time that they are still found in the field. But as soon as they're not found in the field anymore, they're used up, then what's it called, in fields that are hefker, we'll see that's the halacha, right? Then either because the fruit rotted already in the fields or was eaten up completely, then you're not allowed to eat perish shviyas anymore until you make the beer. Now, some opinions hold that beer means literally what it says, like beer chametz. You have to destroy it. Right? You have up until a certain time to eat perish shviyas, and after that time, you have to destroy it. And we don't hold like that. We hold that's not what beer is. Beer means another idea of beer. Beer means to remove from your house. You have a right to eat perish shviyas, to gather it as much as you need for one shopping trip or for three meals or whatever it may be, and to treat it as if it's your own up until the time that it's not found in the field anymore. At that point, you have to take whatever you have in the house, more than three meals, if we get to the halachas, we'll see what it is that means, and be mafker it. You have to take it outside and make it hefker in front of three people, and anybody can take it. You could also take it back if nobody else takes it. After you take it back, it still has kedusha shviyas, and however, now you were mekayim the mitzvah beer. If you didn't do that, if on the day that it's ascertained that the beer takes effect, which we'll see when that is for different things, you didn't take it out and mafker it, you left it in your house, then you have to destroy it. Then it's osur to eat. Then it's, what's it called, it's osur. Okay. Zman ha-bir. When does this take effect? When is the beer? Midrash ha-zu anulomdim. She'ein lechom iperish shviya she'osu v'toch beiso. Ela kol zman she'im etsuyim gam basod. Can't eat from perish shviyas that you brought home. And this applies also to perish shviyas that you have that's fresh. Or you made it into jelly. Or you made it into a soup and you froze the soup. Anything that has peris shviyas in it, that had kedusha shviyas, and we hold even things that are peris nochri, even things that were grown by goyim, that have kedusha shviyas, there's a mitzvah beer on it. See, as we get to the halachas, there's a little bit of a difference between them, but they also have a mitzvah beer. Avizman she'echod mi'aminim kol basoda chayiv v'vayir oso amim min avayis. It's not one set time. Each variety of fruit or vegetable has its zman beer whenever it's no longer found in the field. So there's a whole long list of things of when the zman beer of that thing is. Most of them are next year. In other words, the fruits that grew this year are still in the field up until the beginning of next year, the middle of next year, some the end of next year. There are very few things that the beer already took effect on. One of them is strawberries, and the other is what's it called? Nectarines. Apricots. Apricots and shesek. Shesek, they are all were in Tammuz already, that they had to be beer. But they haven't been around for a long time. So most people, I assume, don't have it anyway in their house, so there's nothing to do beer on. Except for people who made jelly or jam out of shesek or apricots, they should have made the beer on those things already. And strawberries, if you made the jam out of that. But otherwise, these things haven't been around anyway for quite a while, and therefore there's no relevance of the beers. Anybody here have apricots, shesek, or what's it called, or strawberries in the house? Anything? So. Okay.
Wine.
Wine's till not till next year.
Strawberries are vegetables, aren't they?
Doesn't make a difference. Not only fruits, anything that has Kedusha Shvias. Vegetables, fruits, whatever.
So why cucumbers and all those things also have Zman beer?
Yeah, but most of them were Svichim, so it's not, or they were before Shemitah, they didn't have Kedusha Shvias. It's possible if you have from, what's it called, Peiros Nochri, but they're also not till next year. Harishonim nechleku b'mahus mitzvahs beer imichuyovim levayor lekalos haperos orak lafkirov. We said this already, that there's a fundamental machlokus concerning beer, if it means to destroy it or to be mafkirit. Ulahalocha nohog shemitzvahs beer hi lahafkiros haperos ulahachra hefkir mutarim haperos b'achila. The halach is you have to be mafkir them, take them outside and make them declare that they're ownerless and anybody can take them, and you have to do it in a certain way, in front of certain people, whatever. And after that, you can take them back, and or they can take them, and anybody can eat them after that. Bekdusha shvius. Harishonim nechleku im chovas habir min atoro shim divrei sofrim va'apasuk v'asmachta bilvad. Another argument is whether this is a Torah halacha, the whole halacha beer, it's only a rabbinic halacha. And even though they based it on a pasuk in the Torah, there are many rabbinic halachas that are based on psukim in the Torah and asmachta. That's a machlokas. It doesn't really have any, doesn't make any difference. Either way, you have to do what you have to do, whether it's rabbinic or it's from the Torah. And in any way, even if it's from the Torah, Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only the Rabban according to most opinions anyway, so it's really irrelevant whether it's from the Torah or it's rabbinic. You have to do it. Okay. Ochlin, now we'll go to some of the halachas. Ochlin perish shvius calls mancha also sug pri motzi basada. You can eat perish shvius with all the halachas of shvius, and this again is only talking about perish that have kedusha shvius. Doesn't apply to things that don't have kedusha shvius that were grown in chutz laretz or whatever, or according to the people in Yerushalayim, or doesn't really according to the people who hold what was held to be minig Yerushalayim. That things that grow by Goyim don't have Kedusha Shvias, there's no mitzvah beer either. Or things that come from the Arava Dromis, right, which is considered Chutz Laretz, don't have a din of beer. But things that have Kedusha Shvias, then the mitzvah beer applies. You can eat them with Kedusha Shvias normally, as long as there are fruits like that or vegetables like that in the field. Okay, whether it's something that's edible by people or edible by animals. But when it's what's it called, that thing is no longer found in the fields, then chayv levayr osam rabayis. Then you have to get it out of your house, be mafkar it, and if you don't, then it becomes osur to eat completely. La'achar she'ein oso asug kayim basodos, veinim al yedei shebnei odom loktu eskola peiros, veinim kolu, nirkavu aperos, besodosam of korim, he gives mana beer v'chayv levarim. Once there is no fruit or vegetables left of that kind of thing in the fields, either because it rotted or because people came and used it and gathered it or whatever, it doesn't make a difference why it's not there. Once it's not there, then it's what's it called, the zman habir comes. And even if there is fruit or vegetables in fields that have been guarded wrongly against the halacha on Shemitah, where people closed up their fields and guarded the things, that doesn't make a difference. The fruit that's there doesn't count. It's only the fruit that's in fields that are hefker, according to the halacha of Shemitah. If the fruit doesn't exist in those fields, then the zman habir came. So now when that time comes, and again there's a list of dates that are more or less approximate. They're not exact except by certain things. But by most things, they're only approximate. And because of that, we'll see that there's a chumrah of what to do since we don't know the exact date. So, b'igiyas man abir, yotzias aperos mi beiso, v'yafkirin b'fnei shlosha b'nei adam. You should take him out of your house, but not on your porch. Completely out of your rishus. In other words, take them out of your yard and put them on the shvil, right? In the, what's it called, in the public thoroughfare. You have to do it in front of three people. But you can take three people that like you and won't take the fruit. Right? Right, if you can find three people that like you, then you can do that. Lamros. Right? Even though you know they won't take them, but you have to masker in front of them that theoretically, right, they could take it. Well, yeah, that's in front of three people at the same time. Kiyei mitzvah beer, rashai lachzor v'liskos aperos shabir. Once you're mekayim the mitzvah beer by making it hefker and giving people the opportunity to take it, then you can, what's it called, take it back if you want, or they can take it, or anybody can take it, and they can now bring it back into their house and eat it with kedusha shvius. Gam lachzor zman habir, aperos kedoshim kedusha shvius. Ober zman habir v'lo beer. If that day came, right, and you were not mekayim this mitzvah, you left the fruit in your house, you were not mafker it, nesra peres b'achila, then you're not allowed to eat that fruit or vegetables anymore. Aval akona min anochri achar zman abir, lo nesru perosov, v'yivor b'osa yom k'mavur b'sifches. However, there's a difference here. Even though we hold that goyish produce also has kedusha shvius, but obviously the goy is not chayiv in beer. So if he owned that fruit when the day of beer came and you didn't get it from him till after the zman habir, then the halacha is you make the beer on the day that you get it and then it's mutter. If you didn't make it on the day you got it, then it's a big shaila. So you should try to do it on the day, make sure you do it the day you get it. If you didn't do it on the day you get it, then ask a shaila what to do. Because then it's a... There's an opinion that even according to us that Peres Nochri has Kedusha Shvius, there's an opinion that doesn't have beer. Even according to us, surely according to the Shita that it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, it surely doesn't have beer. Even according to us, it may not have beer. It's only it's only the Rabbana. So it's a Sufik Sveik of the Rabbana. So, and therefore, could be that you can do it even later. And if you didn't do it, there's still possibility to eat the things.
How long is this man beer for?
Zman habir shel hayotzim min apri. What do you mean? How long is this man habir?
Once you buy it, but how long does it
that day last for? That day.
Are you gonna for the next whole year? So you're gonna have to do it, or only for a certain amount of time that?
For that thing that you bought, if the zman habir has already come, that day you have to make beer. The zman habir.
For the whole year, you're gonna, every time you buy that fruit, you're gonna have to leave after.
Yeah, if it came from Peir Shvius. Okay, zman habir shel hayotzim min apri. This is not only for the fruit itself, but anything that came from the fruit. Like we said, if you made jelly, you made it into a soup, right? If the you cooked it together with meat, and the meat absorbed the tam, then the meat also, when the for instance, you cook things with apricots. I don't know if it's a good example, because I don't know if you know how to cook apricots, because it's not usually cooked. Whatever, right? Yeah? Fine, people eat them. Let's not get into this again. Okay, you cook things with apricots. You made a chicken with an apricot sauce. And so now the chicken, and now the time for beer on apricots comes, which was already in Tammuz. You have to take the chicken outside and be mafkrit. And anybody could take your chicken and you could take it back too. If you don't, then you can't eat that chicken. It becomes osur. Okay, kagon yayin, or anything made from these things. Wine made from grapes has the same beer as the grapes. Olive oil made from olives that have kedusha shvius have the same zman beer as olives. Demei shvi is chayom bevir. Money that you exchanged for, you bought shvi's things with money. So now the kedusha goes on the money too. Okay? You sold kedusha shvi's grapes and you got money. The money now has kedusha shvi's and the grapes remain with kedusha shvi's.
How are you selling them?
There are ways of doing it. Hare adomim chayovim bebir bepesach shminis kedin ha'anovim kevish yivur besif aleph. The zman habir of grapes is Pesach of the eighth year. That's next Pesach. Okay? So on that time, you not only have to take out the grapes, if you have wine that was made from those grapes, you have to make beer on the wine too. Lenoagim kedasa chazonish peros nochri chayovim bebir. We, who are knowing like the chazonish, that peros nochri have kedusha shvi'es, we also hold that it has a din of beer. The fichach, hakon the peros min anochri, achriz man abir, chayv levarom bo bayom. Therefore, like we said, if you buy fruit from a goy after the time of beer, if you buy it before the time of beer, it's no shayla. You have to do it on the day that, what's it called, that the beer comes, and if you didn't, pashas it's aser, even though, again, you should ask a shayla. But if you bought it after the beer, since it was in the hands of the goy when the beer came, and he obviously wasn't chayit mevayir it, you have now that day that you bought it to Mavir, even if it's 2 months after the Zman HaBir. If you go buy apricots now from a goy that have Kedusha Shvi'as, so you have to do the beer the day you buy it, even though the Zman HaBir is way over. Afilu kana pachas mimozen shalosilus. And here, it doesn't make a difference how much you buy. Normally, we'll see that the day of the beer, you take off for your entire family enough of that fruit to satisfy 3 meals. And that you don't have to do beer on. That you can keep without the beer. Anything more than that, you have to do the beer on. But when you buy something from a goy after the time of beer, even if it's one apricot, not 3 sudas, you have to do beer on it. Okay. Chachomenu kovu klolim l'zmanei habir, achar haklolim hu, ki zman habir mishtana mimakal amakal. Echad haklolim hu, ki zman habir mishtana mimakal amakal. There are even different areas and regions in Eretz Yisrael where the beer is in one region different than a different region. Yehuda, the goal of Evra Yardin. Kol of Yehuda, Kol of Chovas Beer, Yehuda, Bilvad, Vechem Evra Yardin, Vagol. It used to be, in the time of the Mishnah, that these three regions were what's it called, were different, and each region had its separate times, deadlines for beer. We don't have that anymore. First of all, we don't know exactly what the borders of these regions are. We also don't know exactly when the day of beer is on any of these fruits. And therefore, we don't differentiate between regions, and there's basically one time that we consider the beer for various things, and again, on most of them, it's only an approximation. And therefore, since we can't know for sure when exactly the day of the beer is, and therefore, if you do the beer before its time, and then the, for instance, let's say like this, let's say you had apricots and you made the beer in Tammuz. And the day for, I don't remember, it was 10th of Tammuz or something like that. Remember what it was? What day? Something like that. So let's say it was the 10th of Tammuz. Okay? Now, we're not sure if the 10th of Tammuz is exact. Maybe it's 11th of Tammuz. Maybe the 12th. Okay? But it's not before the 10th. It's somewhere around the 10th after that. So before the 10th, you didn't have to do anything. Keep your apricots normal. On the 10th, you could take off as many apricots as you know you will eat with 3 meals. That doesn't mean that you're going to make meals out of apricots, and then you have a tremendous amount of apricots for each meal. It means the normal amount of apricots you eat with a meal. So if you eat an apricot at the end of the meal for what's it called, for dessert, then the amount of apricots for 3 meals is 3 apricots. If you have 10 people in your family, then it's 30 apricots. Okay? So if you eat 2 apricots for dessert and you eat 1 for an entree, right? If you would eat apricots by a meal, that's how you would eat it. Then it's 3 apricots per meal. 9 apricots. If you have 10 people, 90 apricots are 3 meals, and so on, okay? So you take off that amount, and then you would be mafker them. There's only one problem. Maybe the 10th is too early. Maybe it's still, there's still stuff in the field, you know, so therefore, now on the 11th, maybe that's the day. So you have to go and do it again. So what we do is the following. Either every day for, what's it called, for a week or two, from the time of the beer and afterwards, every day, whatever apricots you have, right, take off the 3 meals and take what's it called, and the rest you are mafker. Every day. Okay, so we're saying that's one possibility. There's an easier way. Do it once, and when you bring it back in the house, have in mind that you're not being kolnet. You're leaving it hefker. And anybody could come into your house and take it if they want. Okay? So it's hefker. Right? So you're mafker it, and you bring it back in the house as hefker, not as yours. And therefore it remains hefker throughout the entire time, therefore it's okay. You don't take it back as yours. You take it back that you are taking something hefker into your house, which basically anybody could come and take if they want, but you're going to take it if you want to. Then that's also acceptable. Lahafker kol yom. One possibility is lahafker kol yom as haperish l'gabeim kain sofik shemei giyas ban habir. You have one possibility of every day from the earliest time of the beer till you're pretty sure that that's already for sure past the beer to do it, right? V'lisko sakrech ha-peperos b'yom ha-mochros yachzer v'yafkirei melachar mikein yoshev liskos b'hem v'cheninik kol yom ha-shietzi ha-sofik milibo shabadi overs man habir. That's one possibility, but that's very cumbersome. Hoel v'etzezu lahafkir mideyom kosher l'bitzua, since that's a very difficult thing to do every day to start, and when it will become that there'll be a lot of payers to do this with, you'll be doing this every day, a few times a day with different payers. So therefore, there's another eitzah. Noagul lahafkir sapayers biyom tchilas hasofek ulachnisam lebeisu becheskas mufkarim. Therefore, the what has become accepted is that the day, the earliest day that the beer may take effect, which is on these charts, you're mafker it, and if you take it back into your house, you have kavana that you're not owning it. You're not taking it back as yours, you're taking it back as hefker. Kolomar, shiskavin shelo liskos v'feros elu kozman asofik. B'mikra kazet zorek lahakbid lomar b'fnei olsen shemafker b'fneiem shafo pishu machnes haperos leveso harihei mufkar involved in. Therefore, you should inform the people that you're mafker it, the 3 people that you're mafker in front of, that even though you're taking it back, you're not taking it back as yours, you're taking it back as hefker. They should know it. And they can go and spread the word so anybody can walk into your house and take your apples or whatever. Anybody can come and take the apples. Can't walk into your house whenever they want, but they can come to your house and say, I heard you have hefker apples in your house. Could you please let me in? I'd like to take one. And you have to let them in and they'll take it. There are some minim where the dates are not approximate, but the Rabbonim gave specific dates for these things. Okay? And those remain, even today, even though the situation and the conditions have changed, still the Chazon Ish held that since the Rabbanan gave a specific date, the specific date remains even today. What are they? Te'enim, figs. The Zman HaBir is Chanukah of the 8th year. Okay, so a while to go till Kislev of the end of Kislev of the 8th year, meaning next year. Tmarim is what's it called? Figs, dates, is Purim of the 8th year. Okay. Anovim, and the same thing goes with wine, is Pesach of the 8th year. Here's a shaila whether it's Erev Pesach or the 7th day of Pesach. So we do it twice there too. And Zesim, olives, Vuadin Shem and Zaya, same thing with olive oil, right, is Shavuos of the 8th year. Those are exact dates, and therefore you don't have to be machmer to take it back and leave it hefker. If you did it on Shavuos, you did it on Purim, you did it on Chanukah for these specific things, then you can take it back the next day as your own. Yeah.
What about when the time of beer comes on Shabbos? Is it on Shabbos or is it?
You have to do it Erev Shabbos or Erev Pesach. Yeah. You don't do it on Shabbos itself, I'm almost sure. To do it on Shabbos? I don't remember now. I really don't remember. I think Erev Pesach, we do it Erev Pesach. We don't do it on Pesach itself. We do it Erev Pesach.
In a scenario where, let's say, you didn't do it and you remembered on Shabbos.
And it's become Asher otherwise, then it could be. You can do it then. But I think the Chatchila, we do it the day before. I have to take a look and see. Omnum yeshtonim shamatsa besodus nishtana uzman abir shalminim elu muktim yoser. Afopikain lahalacha yesh levar minim elu bizmanim shikovalon chazal v'cheinimsor b'shem morna chazonish. Okay, that's what we just said. Mazon kedei shalasudus eino chayev abir. The day the beer comes, okay, when you start to do the beer, anything that you have in your house, more than 3 meals worth is chayev in beer. But up till 3 meals worth is not chayiv to make beer on. You can keep it in your house. Depends on how much you eat. Some people don't eat a lot of apricots with their meal. Some people eat a lot. Depends on your specific situation. L'dugma, higiyazman beer shel te'enim. The time came for what's it called, the beer of figs. We don't say how many figs could you eat if you made a meal completely out of figs, and that you subtract from what you have to make the beer on. No. You make the assessment by how many figs you usually eat together with a meal. That's the assessment. Something that absorbed the taste of shvius things, like we gave the example with the chicken, then that thing also you have to make beer on. You pickled different vegetables together. Some were kedusha shvius and some not, but the ones now that are not kedusha shvius absorbed the taste of the ones that have kedusha shvius, or you cook them in a soup, or anything similar, or things that have no connection to kedusha shvius, like meat and whatever, cake. You made a carrot cake, so you have to make beer on the carrot cake the day that the beer for carrots takes effect. So chayov mishneim bebeer b'zman abir shol yerek hashvius, b'vei shenivla bo tam shvius, b'fichot b'shimurim, gamim ikra toteres eno chayav esudir. Therefore, by things that are pickled or canned, even if the main thing there is not Kaddish B'Kedusha Shvius, but it's canned together with something that is, and it's in a liquid together, so that's called pickling, or it was cooked together, whatever. They just happen to be in the same thing, and they have no connection. They weren't cooked together, or they weren't pickled together. They're just dry together. Then obviously you just have to make beer on the thing that needs beer, and the other thing has no connection to it. Okay. Okay. Tarovis shall shnei minim achayom bebir. Right? What if you have those two things that are chayiv and beer that you cook together? For instance, you cooked figs and dates together. So when do you have to do the beer? Like the figs or like the dates? Kegon kovash duvdevonim shal shvias and mishmishay shal shvias. Uzman biurim shone. Pamim chayiv levayar b'moir abir shal aminu shizman biur rishon. Sometimes everything goes after the earliest one, sometimes after the latest one, and sometimes each one you deal with separately, and there are halachas of how they were affected one by the other, which is the majority, which is the minority, that determine what you do in that situation. Kalim shenisbashlu ben perish shvius ubalu tamim. However, the exception is if you cook Peres Shvius in a pot. So now the pot has in it the taste of Peres Shvius. You don't have to take your pot outside and be mafker it. It only applies to foods, not to blias in kalim.
What about the next thing you cook it?
What?
What about after that? So at the time, you cook something else and
then you die. Most of the time, by the time you cook the other thing, the time is bottled because it's rove, or it's no sin tam lefgam. It's already after 24 hours. Peiris hanim tsoim ba'ultra beizin. This is very important. If you buy peiris that in the time of beer were in an ultra beizin, which is much of the peiros that we're going to buy, except for the ones that are nochri, and nochri, the same halacha applies. But if you bought, let's say you bought wine, that next Pesach, you didn't buy it yet. You bought it after next Pesach, and it was in the hands of the Otzer Beis Din at when Pesach came, then it doesn't need beer, and when you buy it, you don't have to make beer on it. It's not even like Goyish a thing. There was an idea of beer, but the Goy wasn't chay. Here by the Otzer Beis Din, it's considered like it's mavur. And therefore, what's it called? If you buy wine from Otzer Beis Din after the Zman HaBir, you don't have to do anything with it. But if you bought it from the Otzer Beis Din before the Zman HaBir, when the Zman HaBir comes, you have to make beer, even on wine that originally was in an Otzer Beis Din.
You buy it from the store, and the store bought it before the Zman HaBir.
And then right, and then the store keeper didn't make beer, then it's also. That's why a lot of things that are heter mechira, which they hold, they don't have to have beer, and therefore we hold you have to have beer. And what's it called? You bought it from a store that didn't make beer on it, and it's after the zman beer. Those things are also. So if you have wine, that's heter mechira. After next Pesach, if nobody made beer on that wine, then the wine becomes usher to drink. Even though, according to us, heter mechira, even though it doesn't take effect and it still has kedusha shvius, right? But it doesn't become usher just because they were oved or shomer or whatever. We hold neved, the shomer, the neved is not usher. But after the zman beer, that becomes usher. Because it was something that needed beer that nobody did beer on saucer. So that wine is also to drink. So most heter mechira stuff after the zman beer is going to be completely prohibited to eat.
How do you have more than Muslim gimel sodas?
Because you took it and you, for some reason, got a stomach ache and you didn't eat it one day. You took what you were allowed to eat and you didn't eat it.
Also, is it reversing the beer on Tadi Kalim? That's only the Chafilo, or even after, say, the Zman beer passed, the food is Asr.
What's in the Kali doesn't become Asr.
As a practical measure.
What?
As a practical measure, when things start having the Zman beer,
right,
it's possible for the Rav to announce Shul and Shabbos, which things are coming up this week or
yes,
the following week.
Yeah. We'll have lists that'll be hanging all over. Yeah.
The difference between the question is also for now. When the store changed hands from Alatia, should we have or should we?
No, in the Stama, when they changed, you didn't notice the change. They didn't clear out everything, and they changed hands and took over whatever was there, and they just continued on the same thing of the people who signed up.
In the case of the store, with the same case as before, was Evil Nachri. So then do we have to worry
Evil Nachri, we said, that what's it called, that the day you get it, you have to make beer. Even if the store was a Jew, and he didn't make beer on it, then there's a reason that even if you, when you get it, you can still make beer on it.
And those who keep, those going to Chazanish eat in Rabbanut Yerushalayim restaurants after
After the Zman HaBir will be a problem, except it won't really be a problem because most of the things won't be things.
The pasta could be.
So vegetables are all finished.
I'm saying yes. I'm saying it's not. There's not going to be those things around most of the time, and I have to find out what they do. But they do. I think they do make beer on these things just to be yotzei for that also.
We do it like Yarden Shemitah wine. I'll have like Yarden wine, which I think is pretty kosher. And it says on it, Kedusha Shviz, when you buy like 2001 wine. Do we assume that they did beer 7 years ago?
Well, let's put it this way. If it depends where it was 7 years ago, right? If it was in an Otzer Beis Din, which, right, at that point, then it was okay. If it wasn't an Otzer Beis Din at that point, if it was in somebody's store or something and had Kedusha Shvius and they didn't make beer, then it's usher. Could be there's no way of finding out that with the evidence, okay.
Usually if you're going to buy one now from 7 years ago, it's It was in the cask then, or
it was
wherever.
In the cask for 2 years, yeah.
It was where?
It was in a cask for 2 years.
Summer.
The Cabernet Sauvignon or whatever, and they put it in barrels.
They're aging it.
They aged for two years.
Yeah, but still, the Shaila is what they made it under. They probably made it under an ultra base then.
A scuff would probably say what it was under, huh?
Yeah, I'm saying that if you bought it now afterwards, already the Hashgacha took care of it. Otherwise, they can't say it's kosher. Shaila is only if it's been around in the stores for that long time. Okay.
Yep.
The until things are beer is no problem, so you can still go to your simchas. And when it will become a problem, I remember last time looking into it, and it wasn't that much of a problem. We have to look into it again. I remember last Shemitah, for whatever reason, in the end, it was not. It wasn't a major problem, and we could use the hashgachas that were in Yerushalayim. Why that was the case, I don't remember, but I remember that was the case. Okay.
What happens with the different fruits that are picked at different times during the year? For example, we were in the Golan 2 weeks ago at an apple packing plant. They showed us that they have apples that were picked last year at the same date, and they're packaged under a few trees, so next year will be the opposite problem.
Depends. So apples have to have hashgacha, right? We only use hashgachas that are reliable, and it'll say on it Yavul Shishis or Kedusha Shviyas, and it'll have to be under an altar based in, otherwise it's also.
So when will be the beer?
When will the beer be?
They take apples off of the tree.
If they're Yavul Shishis, there's no beer.
No, what will be coming up?
Whenever the zman of beer for apples is, these are stored. So whenever they took them off the tree, whenever they were not in the field anymore, there's a date for that. It doesn't make a difference when they took them off the tree. It only makes a difference when they come off the tree if they're shviyas or they're shishis or they're shminis. That's all. At the same time for apples. It's no wonder what the problem is. Whenever the zman of beer for apples that grew during shviyas is, if they're shviyas apples, that's when the beer will be. If they're not shviyas apples, there's no beer.
But let's say the Shmias apples are in storage next Monday year and they did beer on them, and then you buy them 3 weeks later, you still have to beer on
that day? No. If they did beer or at the time of beer it was in an Otzer Beis Din, you don't have to do anything when you buy it. And again, if it has a good hashgacha, they took care of it, right? If it didn't come onto the market till after the Zman of beer, they must have done something, some reason why it didn't need beer. Otherwise, they're selling something that's Otzer, so it can't be a good hashgacha. Right. If it was in the hands of the hashgacha and production during the Zman HaBir. But if it all was produced before and was in the hands of storekeepers, that's a different story.
Well, fruit can't be in the hands of storekeepers.
What? Right, I'm saying, so with fruit, right, obviously it didn't come onto the market till a certain time, then it's in the hands of the hashgacha. If it came onto the market before the Zman HaBir, right, then it's a problem.
Well, that's exactly the problem today. Because of the modern technology that they have today, you can go into a store in a year from now and buy a fresh apple off the shelf.
Right, but those, again, those apples were in storage under a hashgacha that dealt with it, that either knew how to make beer on it or not. That's all. You're not going to find an apple in somebody's store that was from a year ago. Right? If you do, you're not going to buy it. It's only something that was, right? It was something that was in storage, right? Not on the market before. That has no problem because that's under some hashgacha or not under hashgacha. So either it's okay or it's not okay.
If it's a hashgacha, like the bedatz, that also
does not. Yeah, but that's the thing is that the bedatz either will say that it's yivul nochri that came, and then you can do the beer, right, on the time that you get it, like we said. Or they'll tell you that it was whatever it is. They'll right now for this Shemitah they're supposed to label it, so then you can decide what to do with it or not.